Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your cops are acting like gang members? What do you do about that? We can talk about that discussion here in a little bit more. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. In the studio with you tonight is Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
And plus, we never really got into the story about Jim Brewer, and I do think it's worth discussing, giving that guy some serious props for what he's standing up, and he's taking a financial hit. He's canceling venues that are requiring vaccination. He's not going to go perform at those venues, which is going to whittle down the number of places he can perform. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in just a moment. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Tom is on the line in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good for Jim Brewer. He hails from Maryland. I used to live in Harford County where he hails from.
Nice.
So I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, it's been a while. I'm sorry to hear about your court troubles. How are you doing with that?
Well, you know, I'm on some pretty severe bail conditions, Tom. You're referring to the Crypto 6 situation, which people can learn more about at thecrypto6.com, where the FBI and a bunch of other government agencies, goon squads, raided the studios, broke in at 6 in the morning, and terrorized people. And it's, you know, it's pretty awful, but, you know, it is what it is. So we got lawyers, and we're going to court.
I wish you the best luck, my friend.
Thanks, man. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, you were talking about police corruption, and that's something that has always been a concern of mine. Relative to the FOP, you know, I've been out of the business for a little bit, but the FOP has really always been more of a union and a fraternal organization, kind of like the American Legion. I belong to both. And
is it true that anybody can just roll in from the public and have a drink at their party house or whatever? Their meeting house?
No.
I've been to, like, you know, events where people rented the hall at FOPs, but
it's a private club.
We rent the halls out, but at least here in Maryland, the lodge that I belong to and the ones that I'm aware of, just like the American Legion, you have to be a member to actually go there and sit down, have a drink, and have something to eat.
I've been in American Legions without being a member.
Yeah, weren't you there with someone, though, who was, though? That,
nope.
That normally is the case.
Nope, not at all. Maybe they just knew me, because a lot of people knew me at the time, and was kind of part of the Oath Keepers, and so
there you go. That works. That works as well.
I didn't walk in with somebody, you know.
So what about it, Tom? What did you want to share about these organizations, the corruption?
Well, relative to the gangs, you know, that's been a problem for decades in the military. In fact, the military CID has extensive literature on the gang members and organizations that have infiltrated the military.
Hmm.
They join the military to gain tactical skills, and they come out into the real world and become real menaces and cause havoc, furthering their criminal enterprises. And it's not surprising, and I was aware that that was happening also. To a lesser extent, now it might have gained popularity within different police departments. I have said for decades, I think I even spoke about it on this show before, that consolidating different police departments was a real problem because it, when you've got one single police entity, it's real easy to track by the members, different operations that are occurring. For example, in Baltimore and in New York City, in years past, well, decades actually, there were separate police entities. Usually they went to the same academy, but came out and reported to their respective agencies. For example, New York had the transit police, they had housing authority police, they had park police, and they had your police service area, your regular police, if you will. They all basically perform the same duties, but in separate areas. Okay. And they all had their separate skill sets. Now, that poses a problem for folks who want to organize themselves into these gangs or an offshoot of an already existing gang, because you've got a real good chance of getting locked up by somebody from one of these other separate sister agencies. And to me, that's a good thing. When you consolidate all of those, it just makes for one big information clearinghouse that they use to their benefit.
Hold on. When you say you've got a good chance of getting locked up, when you say you, you mean if you're a police officer in one of the other agencies? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. If you're a police officer or a group of police officers who are doing dirt, who are bad cops, and we've got plenty of them, you've got a better chance of getting locked up if you're working in a jurisdiction that has multiple police agencies operating there, because you've not formed the close ties necessarily with people from these other agencies. You don't know what undercover operations they're necessarily running, and you've got a much greater probability of running into a problem with another police officer than you do if you basically got the whole game plan down from your own agency. I mean, it can still happen, of course, because mm-hmm. you've got different divisions. However, I think consolidation of these different agencies is not a good idea, and I think what we're talking about tonight kind of proves my point.
So you're saying that even with a government monopoly on quote-unquote protection, if there are multiple competing agencies within a geographic area, that can provide some level of a check or a balance instead of it all being under the same bureaucratic umbrella? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I've witnessed it firsthand. In fact, there are agencies who want to try to weed out the corruption, and normally they'll go to a separate county or a separate city and have them come in, or have the state police come in to actually work undercover and to actually do the investigation and ultimately in conjunction with the agency who requested the help make the arrest.
Well, of course, for all of what you're saying, and while I'm not going to deny it, I mean, you've been a cop. I remember you from calling the show in previous years. I'm not going to deny your experience, and it does make some level of sense. Obviously, it has done, you know, very little to stop corruption, right? Because there's a ton of it. I mean, it's just slightly better, maybe the system that you're talking about, as opposed to a one size fits all. Everybody's under the same department, but there's still monopolies of power. There's still government agencies. There's still completely unaccountable to people. They still can get away with murder.
It's kind of funny too. You see, like an undercover cop trying to, go after people, just maybe not other cops, but then it ends up the people that they end up trying to arrest ends up being another undercover cop.
So that has happened before.
Yeah. It's pretty funny when that happens because, you have to convict, maybe? I don't know how that works. Like, you've proven that this person has committed a crime, and it goes vice versa back and forth.
They can drop the charges.
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, shoot. That's one of our guys.
Ian brings up a very good point. It's certainly not a panacea. It's just a better system than when you have one department. And the gentleman who just made that comment, you are so absolutely on point, no doubt about it. Listen, there's one thing when it comes to making an arrest. You're talking about a whole other ballgame and a whole other set of corruption within the prosecutor's office when mm-hmm. it comes to getting a conviction.
Yeah. Absolutely true. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But, you know, what is the actual solution here? Well, we suggested people who love freedom ought to migrate to New Hampshire. But then what, right? Like, okay, move and then question mark. Well, you know, ultimately, I think a lot of us liberty-minded folks want to see the end of the monopoly system, to end government policing entirely. And that's a pretty big thing to talk to people about. You know, it's a pretty tough topic. It's one thing to talk about secession or New Hampshire declaring independence. There's a lot of tough issues that come up with that. What about the military, as we discussed earlier tonight? And what do you talk to people about when it comes to ending the police? What would you suggest they'd be replaced with?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I thought about being a cop. I can't stand cops. Mm-hmm. I can't stand, but it's not that I don't like what cops are purported to do. Legitimately,
yeah.
I love the idea of, you know, protection. Of protection and personal security and people being secure.
People want that.
Well, I would love to offer that as their cops all throughout my family. I would love to...
What about self-policing? I would like to see the right-minded people move to New Hampshire. And then we don't have to really worry about having cops around because we're going to have people
first and
just
foremost,
our neighbors doing
your problem.
It.
Let's talk about it further coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can. We're talking about one of the more difficult subjects of how do you get from here where... We've got a ton of these government gangs around calling themselves the police that kidnap peaceful people, put them in cages, and then keep them there for some arbitrary amount of time and get paid big money to keep doing this stuff. How do you get from a situation like that to a situation of freedom where we don't have to be forced to pay for these gang members, where we don't have, you know, prohibitions out there? And if obviously you can repeal prohibitions and then they supposedly won't enforce them, but you still have the monopolies. You still have the government monopolies of police. How do you go to what you were talking about, Matt, where you might want to start up a protection service and offer some sort of contractually based protection service for people that feel the need to have that? And Joe, as you pointed out, you want to have a society where there's not even a need for that because people are so good and there's no issue with, you know, violence or whatever. That seems a little utopian. I think you're always going to have, you know, psychopaths that are, you know, whatever, 1% of the population or less or something like that. And somebody's going to want, whether it's a violent society or not. And honestly, New Hampshire's a pretty peaceful place as it is.
1% sounds pretty good, though. I mean, comparative to, like, some of these cities that have way more than that.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that psychopaths are attracted to jobs like the police. So having a position of power over other humans is going to attract lunatics, unless you're in a voluntary organization that can be fired. Because if you hire a bunch of lunatics, Matt, for your your policing service, or whatever it would be, protection service, and they start, like, roughing people up on the streets and making a real mess of things,
you're going out of business.
You're likely going to go under because no one wants to hire lunatics and psychopaths.
You could also be liable for whatever crimes or damage was done.
That's another good point. The police aren't liable for anything they do. It's very rare that you can hold them accountable for their actions, even if they were against their own rules or against the law or whatever. They're given qualified immunity or sovereign immunity. And, you know, people have identified that that's a problem, but you can't. They haven't been able to change the system to get rid of it.
It's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change.
There are private police forces out there, like in Detroit, because the Detroit police can't handle it. So
you mean like Threat Defense Center? Isn't that what they're called?
I'm not exactly sure what the name of them are. I know like Vice did some videos on it. But yeah, sorry about that. I'll put you down a new rabbit hole there. But no, they've actually solved a lot of issues, and the actual, you know, government police can't handle everything.
Threat Management Center.
Threat Management is what they're
called.
That's
right.
And I feel like they've done better at investigating or settling issues without having to go further into a kangaroo court systems.
Yeah. De-escalating the situation. Yeah, well, of course, these private organizations would have incentives to do that stuff. Because, you know, they want to increase their business, and if they're seen as peacemakers rather than people that go and just crack heads whenever there's a situation, like, you know, you got to fight at a bar, you don't have to hurt the people, you don't have to put them in a cage, you just have to take them home, you know, get them out of there for that night. And that's a long time ago, the government police behaved more like that. There's people who will tell you that decades ago, if a cop would pull you over for a DUI, he'd take you home.
Right.
You know, that's more of a de-escalatory kind of situation. Yeah. They're not cranking up the violence that they're using against people.
Now, if you've, you know, created a victim, then it's like you have to do restitution. If you're refusing that, then they're going to hold you. That's how I look at it, even in a private police force. You know, it's like that you have to be responsible for your actions. You're going to pay restitution. And maybe that requires you to be locked up for a little bit. I'm not, like, totally against, like, prison systems as long as you're actually, a criminal that caused victims.
Think how few prison cells that would be needed if we were only putting people in there who had an actual victim.
Right.
And were not repentant about it.
That's right.
Because if you screwed up and you're drunk outside of a bar and you get into a fight with somebody and you realize you made a mistake and you're sorry about it, then you don't really need to go to prison as long as you're willing to pay the restitution. Like you're saying, if you're like an honorable person otherwise, you don't have some history of killing people or whatever, and you're employed, then you can just cut a check every week. Or
even U.S. prisons are just jammed full of drug offenders.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who cares?
Right.
Like, literally nobody cares about drugs, and the war on drugs is an extreme success for drugs.
But it does feed prison labor.
And it feeds prison labor.
Because they need people to make those license plates or whatever.
It also feeds the prison guard unions and the police unions and everybody else.
And the private prison companies that are in bed with the government.
Yep.
Sounds like this giant house of cards ready to fail if one thing breaks in it. But
so if you just, you know, I think it's something like 77% of people in prison are in for non-violent offenses, and a good percent of the ones who are left in there are in for violent offenses that were drug war driven.
I'll tell you this, the former, he's retired now, but for years he was the superintendent of the jail here in Keene. His name was Rick Van Wickler, and he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And he was one of the few members of, and by the way, they've changed their name. It's no longer Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's now Law Enforcement Action Partnership. So it's still LEAP. They've taken on other issues. So they used to just be against prohibition.
Okay.
Now they're against police militarization and like Bearcats and things like that. So they've expanded in a good way. I was, you know, happy to see that. And so, anyway, he would go to things like, you know, if there was a marijuana decrim proposal, he'd go testify in favor of it.
Sure.
So, good guy, all things considered, right? Like, he still is doing a bad job because he's still putting these peaceful people behind bars. And I remember when I was in that jail for civil disobedience a decade ago, he came through the cell block one day and, you know, I stopped him and we had a chat. And I asked him, you know, how many people in the jail did he believe shouldn't be there? And he said, I think he said at least 40% of them. So, like, even his own, by his numbers.
That's a huge number for a cop.
He admitted, like, these guys shouldn't be here. Like, almost half the jail shouldn't be in there.
Like, I got a cousin who's a cop, and he says, you know, I hate drug arrests. He goes, he said the war on drugs is a war against people.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs are property, and people who have drug addictions. He says, you don't take people with mental illnesses and put them in prison for having a mental illness. And that's exactly what I do every day, and I hate it.
And they still get drugs in prison.
So sure they do.
And it's worse. That's all they have to do.
And they pay 10 times as much for them, too.
Sure.
In fact, to that point, we were talking with a officer in the Keene Police Department today. He just happened to come by our dinner table while Bonnie and I were sitting out in downtown Keene. While I had permission to leave my house for my federal handler.
A guy who, by all other counts, is an absolute loser, has a saving grace.
Yeah, you know, I try to treat these guys like human beings, even when they're not treating me like a human being. And he was being nicey-nice on this particular day, so I was being kind to him in return. And he admitted, or claimed, that when he was the prosecutor, because here in Keene, they let an actual cop do, like, the low-level prosecutions. And he said that every marijuana case that came in front of him, so this was before decrim happened, he reduced to a violation. Just because he didn't want people to go to jail for it.
So you asked that cop, how many people deserve to be in here? Here's a better question. How many actually going to be in there that is actually resourceful? As in, is it really resourceful to keep them in there?
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The special prosecutor probing the origins of the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, John Durham, has charged Washington lawyer Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI during the early stages of the inquiry. Sussman, who worked as an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, is accused in a grand jury indictment returned Thursday of a single felony count of making a false statement during a September 2016 meeting with FBI General Counsel James Baker. President Biden says the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. The president calling this an inflection point for the nation and saying that his new economic plans will help level the playing field for working families. This is USA Radio News. General Motors is warning some Chevy Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce fire risk. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames. Bloomberg reporting GM is also issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze starting to other cars and trucks. About a dozen fires have been confirmed and more continue to be reported. GM saying it's working with its partners to correct the battery issues. Nearly 5 million people are bracing for flash floods as post-tropical cyclone Nicholas lingers over the Gulf Coast. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as the Florida Panhandle. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We were talking about the Los Angeles Police Department and the corruption, serious corruption, like gangs within the gang of the Los Angeles Police Department. And then that led to a conversation about, well, what do you do about this? What do you do generally about the corruption within any police department? Because it's, you can talk to the few honest police officers out there will tell you that there are some bad people in policing. And that there's very little that seems to be done about it because, well, a lot of them, you know, rise up through the ranks. And the elites are corrupt, too. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to root out corruption when it's, you know, systemic in this whole thing? And so that's kind of one of the things we're discussing, like, how do we get from here to there? How do we go from this government one-size-fits-all monopoly policing system to a more market-based protection system with freedom to choose who your protectors are, if any? You know, you don't have to, but
Some people need it.
Right. Maybe you feel like you need, and you mentioned Threat Management Center, which is a really interesting example of this. It's a Detroit-based organization. They're still in existence. They've been around for like a decade at least now, I think, or close to it. And they offer differing levels of service. Mm-hmm. So let's say you've got like a neighborhood watch group or something like that in your area. Maybe that's good enough. Or maybe you want to have a separate group, like Threat Management Center, maybe you want them to roll through, like with a cruiser, once an hour, or once every 3 hours, or, you know, a few times a day, or something like that. Or maybe you want them there every 10 minutes. Like, they can do differing levels of service for different people. Maybe you want, you know, you're some sort of high-end celebrity, you're Nicki Minaj, and you know your fan base just turned against you because you came out as a thinking person on the internet. You've got an opinion, you shared it, and now people are coming after you. You know, maybe you need 24/7 security. They do that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go from everything from just training people on how to defend themselves all the way on up to 24-hour security and everything in between. That's what you get in
really
a marketplace.
A business model and right? A necessary service.
Yeah. That's what you get in a marketplace. And like you said, they came about because the government police just sucked so bad. And at one point, it was, I don't know, several years ago, if not a decade ago, the Detroit official government police in certain areas of the city, they announced, all right, well, we're closing our offices. We're not going to be open at night.
Right.
So if you've got a crime to report, you're going to have to come in during the daytime when we're open. And, of course, if people called them, then they weren't showing up at all. It wasn't like you had to wait a half hour. It was they just weren't coming if you were in certain areas of the city. And so there literally was a vacuum, and there was an opportunity where this organization could spring up and actually get customers. And so they were a really interesting thing to look at.
There's a lot of like volunteer action happened in Detroit. Maybe there's some parks that are being neglected, like playgrounds and that sort of thing. And volunteers just coming in with
stepping
their own lawnmowers and just going, yeah, we'll take care of it.
Nice.
And
you know, that's anarchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just feel like they probably have a higher standard on how this private police force acts, and they probably don't want to lose their reputation because they want to be hired. If they do something wrong, no one's going to hire them.
The only way, though, this is going to change for good, I mean, without the complete failure of the state, which could happen, right? And I mean, that's what we're seeing in Detroit, yeah. But it's not anywhere near happening in New Hampshire. Like, you know, the state government here is relatively small compared to other states elsewhere out there. The, you know, like the level of debt they have is low. The government, thanks to the free staters in the legislature, just actually cut the budget by 3.3%. So how many other state governments are cutting their budget? I asked that question on the air. So far, no one has answered it. I was
zero.
Like, hey, is there anybody else? Any other, the 49 other states, has any other state cut their budget in 2021?
Are there any other states that didn't increase their budget?
Right.
I bet there isn't.
Yeah, I bet you there's not. So, you know, things are a little bit different here. We've proven that the political system, as unwieldy and as awful and as terrible as it is a legitimate mean towards change. That's, you know, we've got people elected.
Even the governor came out, I think it was yesterday, even though he's promoting people, you know, get the vaccine, he's not forcing it, he's actually gone the opposite way and said that we will not have any legislation forcing vaccination, and he's like basically put it like...
Well, there's legislation that prohibited that. That passed this summer, so there's legislation that has prohibited the government gang from mandating vaccines here in New Hampshire, which has upset the colleges because they wanted to mandate, and they get government money.
Those dirtbags.
So the colleges cannot mandate, and they're so mad about it, but they can't do it. So we actually have a prohibition on that, but I don't trust that governor.
Well, this was yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday. It says vaccine mandate, not good government, like any government's good.
Mm.
Pledges to fight it in court. He actually, you know, is declaring...
Oh, he's talking about Joe Biden's mandate.
Yes.
Yeah, so he wants to fight against that.
If Joe Biden was a Republican, would Chris Sununu say the same thing?
No way.
No way.
Yeah. He's a scumbag. I mean, we know he's a scumbag.
He's
mandated masks. We sued him over the mask mandate, and the federal government kicked it out of court. So they told us we didn't have standing after almost a year in that particular lawsuit. We never even got an initial hearing on that.
Mm.
So he's protected, and luckily we don't need his signature to put the secession ballot measure on, the New Hampshire independence ballot measure. We don't need that to go through him. It doesn't go through him. So all it has to do is pass the House and the Senate, and then the people of New Hampshire get to vote on it in 2022. So that's
all right.
That's the plan, at least, unless the legislature decides to mess with it.
I hate it when they make me want to go to a voting booth.
Right? Well, it's not there yet. So, you know, we'll give it time and see if it shakes out. I hope it does. We'll keep you updated on that as it develops here. But to get to a situation where you can actually have Threat Management Center of New Hampshire and also have them have competitors, we're probably going to need to just end the government police. I mean, and they're not likely to completely fail on their own volition here in New Hampshire because they're not in shambles like they are in Detroit and they're probably not going to get that way anytime soon.
So, you know, I don't know if that's true. I don't think the police, I don't think the government has to come to an end for I mean, threat management centers in Detroit proved that.
But they're filling in a necessary gap.
I know, but I think that I think we could probably start building the infrastructure anyway and making people comfortable with the idea of saying, look, these guys drive around in a black Suburban all the time. They've got, you know.
The hard part is getting the funding, because you're going to come up against the objection of, well, I already pay for the police. Why do I need... Just like the same reason why people...
I think that's just, you know, that's the cost of doing business. Mm-hmm. The startup is going to... There's going to be startup costs.
Yeah.
And, you know, for there's a lot of people like me out there. I've got the tools and the equipment.
I know Pete Ayer's been interested in doing something like that for a long time.
Pete Ayer's a great example.
He's been talking about that recently, from what I understand, of starting up something out in, like, Manchester.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so or I'm not saying it can't
be just
done.
A neighborhood, not just all Manch.
There are no businesses that are there are very, very, very few businesses that are easy to get off the ground.
That's true.
And to cost nothing. And I do think this is the type of thing that could be bootstrapped by average people.
Yeah, but and even if you can do that, you know, the problem is, like, for instance, there are private schools and there are people who are paying taxes and then not sending their kids to private schools, although New Hampshire does now have a special program called education savings accounts that actually allow for parents to get like thousands of dollars from the from the state government and send their kids to a private school. So that's a new thing as of this year, I believe.
Well, so they take extorted money so they can send their kids to not government
Basically, they
schools?
Get their own money back in that case. I mean, they're getting their own money, but the point being, there are people who for a long time have you know, paid property taxes for the government schools, and then on top of that, paid for a private school. So that's what people would have to do to hire your company. They'd have to pay for the government police that they don't want, and then hire your company. So there may be a market for it. I don't know.
And you don't need to. The most important part of starting that business is going to be getting in the streets and making yourself visible.
And valuable.
And valuable.
But you'll also, I think at some point you have to end the government police, and that's going to be a political process.
I think more people will be willing to pull the trigger on ending the police.
If there was a replacement ready to go. That's a good point. And that's agorism.
Yeah, and that's agorism.
Well, Manchester police is not very good.
Yeah.
We could really use some private policing.
Yeah, and I think Pete would be great at it. You know, I think you'd probably be great, too.
I would love to do it.
603-283-6160. And I agree with you. Yeah, having an alternative to turn to is going to make it more real for people when the proposal is made to end government coercive.
I vouch for you, Matt and Pete.
We just got to figure out what color our lights are going to be on our cars, because they're not allowed to be blue.
Yeah, a bunch of them are illegal. Red's also illegal, too. More coming up. Free time.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join us here in the remaining moments, we got time for you. You just got to dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about moving from the Monopoly Police Service that the government gang has been foisting upon us for our entire lives to a choice-based, market-based service where you get to decide who, if anyone, you want to give your money to hire them for protection services. As you pointed out, Joa, you said you're not against the idea of having a prison in theory, as long as it's actual violent psychos that are put in there. I think most people would agree that people like Jeffrey Dahmer or whatever need to be kept away.
It's important to get those people off the streets.
Right. They're not sorry for what they did. They're not going to make things right.
Some of them are sorry, but they can't stop.
Yeah. And they can't, you know. So something has to happen to those folks. And I think whatever the model would look like as far as funding is concerned, people would make it happen because that's what people want. And the thing the market does best is it gives people what they want. It never has a problem doing that. You know, it may not be exactly what you thought the market should provide. And if you think the market should provide something else, then you ought to get into that market.
Everybody loves organic, free range everything until it comes to their markets. And I don't understand that.
What do you mean?
A free market is just an organic market.
Mm.
It burbles up from necessity. And there's lots of competition, and that's how organics really work, right? Mm. Isn't that how nature thrives? Because it's allowed to.
Yeah.
The animal spirit, some people call it.
The animal spirits.
So, let's see. A little bit more here from the corruption story in Los Angeles, just because it's interesting. The report that the Los Angeles police had run by the RAND Corporation, which apparently is military-industrial complex or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
They did a study on these internal gangs within the Los Angeles, the sheriff's department there. And there are allegations that the Banditos, which is one of the gangs, have used violence against inmates in custody as an initiation rite, requiring young deputies to use unnecessary force before they will receive the Click's tattoo, which is a skeleton in a sombrero holding a revolver. The report relays the allegations in a quote from a mid-level staff member in the sheriff's department. Quote, so you have a kid who wants to be accepted. They would ask, are you ready to get your ink? And that means that you had to get into a use of force and send an inmate to the hospital.
Wow.
Sometimes by breaking the orbital bone.
That's a crack in the skull.
The staffer claimed department superiors often look the other way or even covered for the abuse. Quote, some supervisors didn't even write up the use of force, or some of the uses of force write-ups disappeared, the staffer said. Time goes on, and they're used to this madness in custody. So this gang is so integrated in this department that they know that when the young guys that are initiating go and crack some inmate's head open, that they know that the report, if it gets even written in the first place, is going to be put in the circular file.
Sure.
So, like, there's not even a risk, really, that this guy is going to face any kind, like the cop is going to face any kind of punishment for hurting somebody. Outrage over the gangs isn't new, and they go into, you know, again, this, like I said, we've talked previously about this issue. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has promised change. In February of 2020, they implemented a new policy mandating that department personnel shall not participate or join in any group which promotes conduct that violates the rights of other employees or members of the public. The policy recognizes that, quote, participation in these illicit groups, which often include an associated symbol and or tattoo, harms morale and erodes public trust, unquote. Well, see, they made a new rule, and that's going to solve the problem.
Yeah. Thank God that's fixed.
But the RAND report characterizes the reform effort to date as vague and confusing. Quote, Sheriff Villanueva has seemingly clarified this policy is intended to prohibit subgroups completely, although statements made to the Civilian Oversight Commission have appeared to contradict a firm message of prohibition. Reporting by the LA Times has also highlighted the emptiness of his reforms, including the sheriff's misleading claims that he'd cleaned house at the East LA station and successfully had broken up the banditos. In a statement released Friday, he acknowledged the release of the report, but said he hadn't yet read it. Quote, I look forward to learning about their study, methodologies used, limitations, the sheriff said, and seeing how their recommendations can inform the massive reform efforts already underway. See, it's already massive. They're gonna have this thing cleaned up in no time flat.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Nothing.
Yeah, right? There's an attorney who represents the deputies who are suing the county, claiming they were harassed and retaliated against by the banditos. Specifically, says that the false promises from the sheriff of reform have only exacerbated a bad situation. He said the study demonstrates the problem isn't just one gang. The banditos run amok in East L.A., terrorizing one community and one station. Is just how, he says, the biggest takeaway is how much the deputy gang culture dominates the entire Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. The corrupt gang culture is the status quo.
I mean, at this point, if you're a good cop or you think you're a good cop and you're doing the right thing and actually you're like not part of any of these, you really should just quit. Just quit.
Yeah, do
Let
something
them
honorable.
Rise up. Let them just completely.
No, those guys are just more people who think they're going to fix it from the inside, mm-hmm. and you're not.
No. Nope.
You won't. You will fail. Hate to break it to
you'll either end up joining them or they're going to end up possibly hurting you.
No, they could hurt you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are crazy, and there's no doubt that if you're a threat to them, they're going to use violence against you, right? Mm-hmm. And that's apparently why whatever good cops are out there, if you talk to them, they'll tell you that, hey, I'm afraid to come out. I'm afraid to go against the system.
Yeah. I know a cop who went against the grain. I personally know a cop who went against the grain.
What happened to him?
He was sent to, I don't want to let on too much about what he did, but he went against the grain. He was sent to pick up a child molester who on a probation violation, and when he got there, the guy was just under 7 feet tall, about 300 pounds.
Sent alone,
and the guy beat the absolute snot out of him, broke his knee, messed him up real bad. Fortunately, this cop was a mixed martial artist, black belt, and did get the guy into cuffs.
Wow.
But he was out of work for 6 months with a messed up knee and lots of physical therapy and a lot of road to comeback.
Is he still working?
Yeah, he's still working. Wow. He's dumb.
It's kind of like...
Quit. I hope he listens. He's libertarian. Mm-hmm. I hope he quits.
Yeah, like I said, there's no good cops out there because I knew a good cop and he's retired. Yeah. They forced him to retire.
Yeah.
And like he was on his way to be like a chief. Wow. And they just would not let that happen. And they put someone like not even really qualifying into that position. And he was like, ah, I'm done. I'm retired.
Speaking of people going against the grain, kudos to Jim Brewer. According to the New York Post, he is going against his venues that he'd scheduled shows. And then he found out that venues were requiring vaccinations of their customers in order to go see Jim Brewer perform. And he said he's not playing that, those venues. According to the New York Post, quote, this is what Brewer said. He's 54. He said, two quick updates on shows you may think you may be getting tickets to. This is an update he posted to his Facebook. Or you already have tickets to. Wellmont Theater in New Jersey, not doing it. He said on a 22-minute broadcast that is now trending on Twitter.
Nice.
Quote, also the Royal Oak Theater in Michigan, due to the segregation of them forcing people to show up with vaccinations, I am not doing these shows. I know I'm going to sacrifice a lot of money, but I'm not going to be enslaved to the system or money.
Nice.
I think he prefers the herd immunity with the, you know, the puff puff pass. You know, it's like.
I don't think he claims to not be a user of cannabis.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. The funny guy emphasized the vaccination is a choice and has decided to cancel bookings at all venues that don't align with his values. He says, quote, if you have anything else to say, I honestly don't care. Due to, I have to I have to stick to my morals. I have to stick to what I know is right.
Attaboy.
About time.
He alleged that guests are being forced and bribed into vaccination by venues, which he believes are being held hostage by pro-vax lawmakers and corporate ticketing vendors.
Nailed it.
So, kudos to him for that.
Absolutely. I mean,
rest in peace, Jim Brewer, in a couple months.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Kudos to one other person, too. I want to get him before we close the show. I was speaking to one of our co-hosts earlier tonight, mm-hmm. and nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, who is not allowed to broadcast and is not allowed to have conversations with certain people. He says that he wants everybody out there in Radioland to know that he thinks about them regularly, and he misses everybody and wants to say hi to everybody.
Oh, that's cool. I miss nobody as well. Absolutely. He's a real talent and is sorely missed here on the air. So I'm glad he's out of the prison cell, though. So.
Me too.
So that's good. I hope he's enjoying a little bit of, nice mattress, nice pillow, bit of nice food. And we are out of time for tonight. Joe, plug your channel on Odyssey.
Breaking the Flaw.
Check him out over there. You go to Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com. Follow the Free Talk Live channel. Then search for Breaking the Flaw. Follow his channel as well. And if you're not on Odyssey yet, what are you waiting for? Get on over there and get signed up for your own account. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.